Every year at the beginning of summer, I think about a column Bob Green wrote in the Chicago Tribune back in 1999, and you'll understand why after you hear a few excerpts from this piece. Let me read part of it this morning. Keep an eye on summer. We seldom do. Summer is life's greatest gift to us, or at least it ought to be. Perhaps that's why this column has won many readers' requests to be reprinted. It's no coincidence that there have been more songs written about summer than about all the other seasons combined. Whatever your generation, the songwriters and singers of your era were drawn to summer, seemingly as if they couldn't help themselves. Summer is everything. At least it once was when we were young. As we grow older, summer doesn't change. We do. The long days and warm nights that we used to cherish and linger over somehow become rushed and diminished because we don't pay proper attention. We have jobs now and responsibilities and deadlines to meet. There are times during the summer when, if someone were to ask us what month it is, we would have to hesitate for a second before figuring out whether it's June, July, or August. Summer is a blur, or so we have permitted it to become. The one time of the year that should never be blurred. The one time of the year that should be clear and crisp and distinct every summer day is often anything but. It's not summer's fault. It's ours. Bob Green continues to write in this column, one of the wisest people I have known once said that the best things in life should be thought of as pebbles in a jar. The assumption should be that the pebbles are finite. Even if you can't count them by looking into the jar, you should assume that one day they will run out. You should withdraw them with care, one by one, never doing it by rote or distractedly. If you withdraw them too rapidly, you're being greedy and will hasten the day when they're gone. If you hoard them, if you're miserly in keeping them in the jar, then you will rob yourself of the experiences the good things should give you. There's no perfect way to do it. The closest you can come to perfection is to know just how precious those pebbles are and to value each one. So it is with summers. Here's one true thing. You have one less summer remaining in your life than you did a year ago today. A year from today, you'll have one less summer remaining than you do right now. That can worry you or thrill you. Choose to let it thrill. Summer is just beginning. Its duration is not limitless. It would not taste the way it does if we thought it would last forever. We love it, or at least we once loved it, because we know, even as it is beginning, that it will soon enough be gone. That's why the last evening of summer is one of the most melancholy times of the year. The air gets cooler on that September night. The shadows grow longer. There's a sadness on that night that's hard to shake. Not now, though. That's for later. The pebbles will fill summer's jar. Yours to withdraw at your own pace. Keep an eye on summer. Savor every day, every summer night. I enjoy reading that to you every year at this time because it reminds me to slow it down and enjoy it. Remember in school, summer vacation would come when you were a kid, and it seemed like it lasted forever. And sadly, it keeps going faster and faster as we get older. Anyway, Bob Green wrote that column back in June of 1999 for the Chicago Tribune. It's called Of Summer Days, Summer Nights, and Pebbles in a Jar.